I love movies. All kinds of movies. Every genre. Well, maybe not musicals. And certainly not horror movies. Beauty and the Beast was okay, but just because Emma Watson was a good child star. I don't think she has what it takes to be a star as an adult. Anyway, I like movies more than TV shows. Because before some book or script is made into a movie, there must be thought. They must have something important to say. Not all movies have a great theme, but many do. A movie is like a book in 2 hours. I like historical dramas, such as Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, and Braveheart. Troy and Alexander were so-so, but Gladiator was good. Ocean's 11 had a good ensemble cast, but the sequels were terrible. Slapstick comedies are good. My favorite is Dumb and Dumber. Prison movies are often good, such as Shawshank Redemption. I hate horror movies, and I've never seen a slasher movie. They're just too gory. Oh, I loved Shrek. That was a buddy film, road trip film, and boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl film all in one. I grew up with action movies, so I'm not a big fan of dialogue-driven movies, such as Before Sunrise. Chemistry is a funny thing in movies. Richard Gere and Julia Roberts had chemistry in Pretty Woman. But Runaway Bride was lame. Pretty Woman was a pretty good date flick, though. Although the story was a bit far-fetched. Very rich guys rarely marry those kinds of girls. The thing I don't like about most TV dramas is the plots are too predictable. Poor boy falls in love with the rich girl, parents disapprove, and true love wins in the end. Sometimes stars have good chemistry that carries over into real life, like with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. By Hollywood standards, they were together a long time.